Good morning, guys. Back with Michael Q.
What's
from the Full Throttle Comedy Tour.
What's up,
buddy?
Good to see you, brother.
Nice to see you.
Back here in Naples, Florida, man.
80 cities. And how many days?
Okay, so it's literally a full year, right?
It's a year nonstop.
It's a full year nonstop.
Just no life, but traveling on the road.
It's 1 to 2 days off per week, right? And
okay.
Like I said, to do that is to go back. I got the show Monday nights at the Comedy Store. I make sure I'm always there for that. Sometimes I miss it. Like this week, I'm gonna miss it, right? But beyond that, it's just plane, Uber, club, back to plane,
right?
Nonstop.
And that wear on you?
Wears a lot, man. You start to learn, like, the things that happen during traveling, you know, it just takes a toll on your body after a while, you know?
It really does.
But I feel like I'm blessed, you know?
It takes forever just to recover from, like, one flight. How do you do it so much?
Yeah, I try to just take in naps wherever I can and start to not try to get on one schedule because, you end up being too tired during the day.
Right, and right. During the day, do you go to the gym? What do you do?
Yeah, man, I go work. I work out.
How do you
know what I do? Here's one thing that actually works: meditation. I don't know. Do you meditate?
No. Right? Tell me about it.
You gotta start meditating. Right? I do transcendental meditation. I'm telling you, this is the secret to life.
Really?
They don't tell you about this. They don't teach you this in school, right?
So what do you do? Talk to me.
Let me tell you. So I got into the spiritual stuff because, you know, I live in LA and I'm trying to get with these hippies. I like these burning
right.
chicks, you know? They're into stones. They're into meditation.
They like
I
that.
I got the look though. You know, I got the, like, I could be mystical sort of, like, I got some
sure.
Eastern wisdom thing.
Right. So they gravitate towards it.
But so I know that they're in it. So I got exposed to it through these type of, like, burner festival type of
yep.
chicks, right? But it's really true. I looked in and I'll tell you another story how I really learned about transcendental meditation was. But it turns out that all transcendental meditation, if you talk to, if you look who does it, it's like anybody that's successful, almost all the recent presidents, right? The Beatles, Howard Stern.
Okay, so I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So tell me how you start.
So it's a class. You got to go. It sounds very cultish, right? But you got to
right.
go. You take.
And it's
the
called
class.
Trans.
Transcendental meditation. Yeah. Don't say just trans, right? These days you say trans. No one's thinking transcendental meditation, right? So it's TM. I mean, I think TM you can abbreviate there. But here's how I really learned about it, is I used to own these coffee shops in Hollywood, right? I had this gay coffee shop in Hollywood called Grindhouse, right? That's a whole nother story. But David Lynch came in one day and he had one of his assistants. He was trying to start his own coffee company.
Okay.
So he brought his coffee to my place with a little letter and didn't say, try my coffee. And I started researching him.
Yeah.
Comes up the David Lynch Foundation, everything about transcendental meditation. So I started looking into this. I'm a big Howard Stern fan. I see he does it. I see Jerry Seinfeld does it. And Steve Jobs did it. The key is, they all started before they were famous. That's the biggest thing. Before they were successful. Right?
Okay.
So there's like a consistency with it. And it really does work. And I'm telling you, like, this is the one thing that keeps me energized, even with all the traveling.
So I'm always looking for good, healthy tips. And mm-hmm. people that watch the show are always interested. So explain to me, what do I do? I get my...
You get your balance.
Walk me
going.
Through it, man. Tell me.
So you got to take the course, right?
All right. Well, I'm going to skip the course.
It costs me $2,000. I'm trying to tell you. I'm not giving it for free.
It's a secret now? You can't give out the secret?
So check it. So first time...
Wait, you paid $2,000?
It costs $2,000.
For the...
To learn how to do this thing.
Really?
And everyone that'll tell you that has taken, they paid the money, and that's why people won't tell you what goes down, because it costs $2,000.
Really?
I'm
going to take the class, and then I'm going to pay for the class, and I'm going to do it live on my show.
And then you're going to...
I'm going to tell everyone.
This is how it goes down.
Yeah.
So what happens is, so you go in, and pretty much what it boils down to is, they tell you you got to meditate in the morning and meditate in the afternoon. And I went and I go...
But the meditation is the trick that you won't tell me? What does it take?
There's a special mantra you learn that they learn. And they guide you through it. It's not... I mean, it's really just guided meditation, so you know you're doing it right. But I remember when I first signed, did it, right? I'm paying all this money. And I get there and I'm with the guy and he's giving you the coaching one-on-one. And he's like... Yeah, we do the meditation.
You don't do it online. You go to the
same
place.
You go to a class. It's like you and like 5-6 people, and then you have to continuously keep going for a few months, right? And they coach you through to make sure that you're doing it right.
And you just fall asleep in the middle of the class.
You don't fall. See, that's the thing. So I went and I learned that. And he's like, close your eyes. You know, you do your meditation. And he goes, okay, now you got to do that twice a day. I'm like, did I just pay this guy $2,000 to tell me to wake up and take a nap?
Yeah.
Like, did I really just do that?
And so you literally like, how long do you have to do it for?
It's 20 minutes at a time, right? You got to do it twice a day.
So you are dedicated, dude.
You got to do it twice a day. You do it in the morning and you do it in the afternoon, right?
When you wake up?
Right when you wake up, you do it. 20 minutes. Yeah, should be the
first thing.
We're
doing this thing that we don't know how to do it yet, but this is...
You guys have to do this, all right? So it's twice a day. You got to do the meditation, all right? It works. And if even guys like, you know who Ray Kurzweil is?
Right. No.
So Ray Kurzweil, Ray Dalio, right? So Ray Dalio is one of the biggest hedge fund managers ever.
Yes,
right?
Blackstone.
So he does this in the morning. Tim Ferriss does it every morning. And you'll notice that all these guys, first thing in the morning, part of their morning ritual is they will meditate first thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So
how do you get into the meditation? You get a cup of coffee or tea and you sit there and chill. And
now
then
he's trying to get the $2,000 for free. He's asking the right questions.
I need to know.
What you got to do is you don't want to be caffeinated, okay?
Okay.
Like I drink the coffee. I'm addicted to coffee. I drink the coffee in the morning. But especially when you're first learning this, you don't want to have the caffeine in your body because you want to be able to get to that. Transcend, you know, you get to that Zen state. It's called transcending, right?
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're really just cycling through stress, because when your brain goes through, when you're meditating, your brain is filtering through stress, just like when you go to sleep. That's when your brain filters through stress, but it only happens in your deep sleep, right?
Okay.
So if you don't get a good sleep, you notice you start getting more cranky during the day, right? You snap next thing you know on the road because someone cuts you off, but meanwhile, it's the buildup of the stress in your head, and that's finally the tipping point, you know, when you blow up.
Yeah.
So what meditation does is it makes you filter through that stress throughout the day, because transcendental meditation is actually 8 times deeper than sleep.
Wow, I need that. I get no sleep, period.
Yeah, so... This will.
Would I be a good candidate?
Yeah. So you're gonna feel rested. Yeah. It makes you feel rested, and the thing it gives you back is your energy. So you do it twice a day. They even say you can't even do it, which I made the mistake when I first started. You can't do it late at night.
No.
You will not fall asleep.
Really?
If you meditate, do TM at 8 p.m., you're not going to sleep till 3.
Wow. 3 because that 20 minutes. And how do you wake yourself up in 20 minutes?
So you set a timer. You're not asleep. You know, you're meditating. So you know, there's a whole technique to it. But I set a timer on my phone, and they have different apps.
And you wake up. Oh, there's a jump up when you wake up. How do you get startled out of meditation?
Well, then there's a technique to take you back out. Right. Oh. It's almost like self hypnosis.
Yeah. It really sounds exactly like that.
Yeah.
Because I see the hypnotist on stage hypnotizing people, and it takes. A person to be in that moment to be able to get hypnotized.
So that's kind of really what's going down. You're going into that subconscious, but you're going through all that stress. You're relieving all that stress that it's built up. So now you're not going to snap on the road.
Koba says he just wants to do a big shot of Captain Brian vodka. Will that help? LOL. No,
it'll numb the pain.
You can't definitely numb that the pain. In the middle of the meditation. There's techniques to go under and then to come back out.
And to come back out, yeah, there's also technique. And then there's a period after the meditation, which is just stillness. You have to sit. Because it's just like if you were sleeping and someone woke you up.
It's 20 minutes from start to finish, or 20 minutes of just the meditation?
20 minutes of meditation.
You got to get into it for a few minutes?
Two minutes after. That's all you need. So it's really 22 minutes.
Okay.
But...
And during the meditation, do you think about how successful you're going to be?
So,
what do you do?
So the thing is, during the meditation, which is why people got to go to the course to actually learn, it's because you start learning.
It sounds like they meditated you right into brainwashing you. you marinated into brainwashing because really? You won't give out the secrets.
So actually, I make a commission on this, guys. So just use promo code MikeQ when you want to do your transcendental meditation. I get a kickback.
Okay,
$50. No, because when people meditate, because I talk to people, they always tell me, I can't meditate, I can't think about nothing, right? The thing is, you don't know that you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So when you're learning a technique there, you're learning the cues that will indicate that you're doing the correct method. So when when you're down there, when you're in your meditation, it's not about forcing any sort of thoughts.
Okay.
Like you're saying you should think, focus this thing, you know, focus on your career or something like that. No, you don't want to do that at all.
You don't focus on anything.
Well, you want whatever coming into your brain, you let come into your brain.
That's it.
You let it come in. It's going to come and go. Stuff's going to come and go. But you don't want to try to control it.
Okay.
You don't want to try to think about nothing. You don't want to try to think about something. But there's a whole technique.
So you remember everything after you're done?
You remember everything. Yeah.
You remember it all.
You remember it all. Yeah, yeah, dude. You're just breathing. That's really what it comes
down to.
That's
it.
Yeah.
You sit or stand?
You sit in a relaxed state. Now, you guys are breaking it down. One by, he's going to replay this. He's going to be like, save yourself $2,000.
I'm going to do it just with good content. I'm going to get to spend the $2,000 just so I can reproduce it.
You should, well, 100% you should do it. Everybody should do it. They actually did a study in Washington, D.C. They had a TM retreat there. 2,000 meditators came to D.C. for 1 month. Every day they did daily meditation, and the crime actually dropped down for that month. You can look at all the months of crime in the area, and the month that they did TM there, crime actually dropped. And it's the part of the study is to show that people's moods affect other people. So that many people putting positive vibes is contagious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps you with being on the road all the time.
That helps you be on the road and helps you be more creative, right? So that's the biggest part about it. And that's why people like Paul McCartney and Jerry Seinfeld, they all do this. Gary Shandling.
They use the exact guy. This or is all, it just the material?
It's all from the same. It all broke down from the same guy that started it.
Yeah.
Right? The Maharishi. But yeah. Now there's just institutes everywhere and they call it TM. Meditation, wellness is a huge thing right now.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
2000, I'll take my chance of supporting an audience member.
Carl, it's not going to help, dude. It's not going to help you.
No, man. Carl, especially, man, we got to get this guy get some stress out of there.
Right?
It's not just the weights, bro.
He's hitting the weights all the time. That's
Seems
it.
Like he's angry at something. He's trying to hurt those weights.
So what else? Tell me about.
Yeah, man. So I'll tell you what's been going on out there, like on the road, man. So like I was saying before, like I had a bomb scare at one of my shows.
Oh.
Bomb scare. I'm on stage. I'm in Liberty, Ohio, okay? And I'm on stage for less than a minute, okay? All of a sudden, you hear the alarms start going off. And I think, you know, I'm like, it's just a test. Is it going to shut down? And it's not like a fire alarm. There's been a bomb threat. And it's like a special alarm that you haven't heard before. And everyone's
got... Who has that?
I think that most places have it. And you just have never heard it. But because it's specific to bomb scare. And everyone's standing up and like, yeah, this is a real thing. And everyone had to get out and leave. 400 people. It's raining outside. They stopped the show for now. It's about an hour, right? People outside, tabs not getting paid.
Yeah.
Just going straight to their cars. Nightmare. And I'm like, as long as I get paid, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm caring about, right? They say, if you don't finish the show, you don't get paid, right? 12 people come back in.
Wow.
And this place that holds 400, two levels high.
No way.
And so I went back on for 12 people and I for 45 minutes, but
whew.
Yeah.
That was the first and last, hopefully, ever that happens.
I know, but now it's a thing where, you know, you've seen all the stuff go down.
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
And then getting back into it, like I think one time you had somebody, did they have a heart attack or something at the show?
So this happened where the in the front row, this is actually in Oxnard, a girl passed out, had like a stroke or a seizure or something like this, but she passed out directly into her food. And
because we've had people literally have heart attacks in the club.
That makes more sense. You're in Naples, Florida. It doesn't happen while you're driving.
Right.
More is crazy.
Yeah. And it's just, it's very hard to start back up and do the show.
But you gotta.
Yeah.
What do you do? You just cover them with a blanket and say, keep going?
No, come on. No. I mean, no. The ambulances come, stretcher, everything.
Yeah, but the show still goes on, right?
After. What are you gonna, of course. You have one, you know, you have 200 people in the room and you have one person, like.
Well, you take him outside. You say, hey, pay attention to the show.
Yeah.
So, but just the age demographic from that you got out here, it's got to happen way more often.
I don't know. I mean, I think it. I've heard it happens like everywhere, right? I mean, it's just the general public. Like you just have a lot of people going to a place all the time, and something like that's going to happen.
Well, I had when I used to own Rock Paper, we had somebody had a seizure there once, right? Fell over. All I was thinking was, man, I hope I don't get sued. You know, let's take this guy outside, just wake him back up.
I had one time. I did a haunted house, and the first time we tested like this drawbridge boardwalk part, it had all strobe lights, and you walk through, and the drawbridge moved, and this young girl was one of the three people walking. I was like, all right, check it out, let's test it, dude. Boom, seizure, 2 seconds. She didn't know she was even epileptic.
Right.
And it was so scary. Oh my God.
What did you do?
Oh, I screamed, got help. We got 911. And then, like.
But your first thought was, man, lost.
Wow. I was like, wow, this is. Epic haunted house, dude.
Right.
It's crazy.
That, ticket sales must have went up after that.
I mean, I didn't make it public. Poor kid. I mean, she, you know, it was a problem. But
ticket sales.
It was wild. Uh-huh. That was a hit little feature of the haunted house.
So sometimes those things happen and it actually draws more attention to people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this because I know you're from the East Coast too, but you remember a place called Action Park?
That's really familiar.
So
what is that?
In New Jersey, they had something. It was an adult, like, super extreme theme park.
Okay.
And it was, like, in the early 90s, or mid-90s. And people, they would have, like, bungee jumping. One of the rides was you just jumped off a cliff. They would have these super fast go-karts. You needed a helmet, a license, or
something. Oh, I love that stuff.
And so people were dying there.
Oh.
People would die a lot. There, yeah. Like, 2, 3. And that just made more people want to go.
Oh, my God.
Because it was such an extreme thing.
Wow, that's like over extreme.
It was over extreme. So like literally they would have bungee jumping, and it's just like the bungee jumping 1.0, you know, where they still tied it to your ankle. now when you do bungee jumping, they tie it to your waist.
Really?
Obviously you can't put your ankles, your knees are gonna pop off.
Right.
So yeah, they had that there. They had all the extreme things you could think of, and they eventually had to shut the place down because of all the deaths that went down, but people still talk about it.
Is it a big place?
It was, I mean, it's not like Disney.
Yeah,
right?
but it was.
It's a good size.
Good size.
Like during the winters, it was a ski mountain, and during the summers, they turned into Action Park.
Wow.
But you could look this thing up online, and it was wild, and people would love going there and be like, the whole thing was, you might die.
Yeah, you're.
We're going. You might die.
You're dead. You're dead.
I went one time, and I'll never forget. One of the rides was just a cliff. It was a long line. You wait to the top, and there's a guy up there, and it's just you jump into the water.
That's
it. 100-foot drop.
There's no ride.
There's no ride. Just jump, and you're terrified. I remember getting pushed.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'd be so scared.
Yeah, yeah. 100 feet. If you land a little crooked, I mean, you could break something. You have to be there, like just get into a pencil. That was a training.
They literally told you, just pencil it.
Hey, so have you ever done anything like extreme thing like that? Bungee jumping, anything?
I did, I don't think it's extreme, but I did do like a sick, I rappelled a few times, which was pretty cool. But what do you call it when,
mountain climbing?
On the slide thing.
Zipline.
Zipline, yeah, like across like mountains, like.
Bro, that's good not. Ones. That's not an extreme.
No, activity. I said that's not an extreme. No.
It's a zip line, dude.
That's a zip line. That's it. That's as close as I get.
Would you ever go bungee jumping or skydiving?
No. No.
So one of the days when I was on the road, my ex-girlfriend, we're not together anymore, but we were in Oregon.
Chris Jones, what's up, Don? Hey, guys, just saying hi.
And you want to look for things to do, you know? Yeah. Every town's got its own cool thing.
Right.
You got to find out what that is. So I'm up there going to Portland, Oregon, and they got the biggest bungee jump in the country.
Really?
The biggest bungee jump in the country.
Had you bungee jump before?
Never did it before.
You just figured I'd start with the big one.
Well, I looked and I'm looking at the brochures of the things to do and I was like, I want to do that. Let's go. Let me do it, right? So
okay.
I call this thing up and you're thinking, you know, you think it's some professional, you know.
Right.
You don't know that it's, you're meeting two teenagers in the woods.
Yeah. Right?
And they got a rubber band they're going to tie to you. I wake my girl up in the morning and I'm surprising her with this.
Oh yeah, and big surprise. We're going to jump off a cliff.
Yeah,
could be the last time ever.
I didn't tell her what we were going to do. And so I pick her up I get her in the car, like, we gotta go. And she's like, what are we doing? And then it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. We're driving into the woods, right? In the middle of the woods. And I'm not telling her what's going on.
Right.
And she noticed she's walking to the middle of the woods to a bridge. There's nobody around for miles. She's starting to think she's gonna be killed.
Yeah, like, this is gonna get sketchy.
Right. And then I'm asking her to jump off a bridge.
How high was it?
This thing had to be about... It had to be like 8 or 9 stories high.
Really?
It was really high, man. Like, scary. Super scary. I would never do it again.
No.
It's not worth it, no. And the thing is that you don't know about this is that it's the bounce up that is the most painful.
It hurts?
The thing is, strapping in areas that it's not supposed to strap in. Dude, just imagine falling in your crotch. You got this, you know, this band that's going through. And you're going up as fast as you go down because it's a rubber band.
Right, so you shoot up.
And then there's a bridge on top of you, right? Your head could hit that bridge.
Yeah,
so it's really, really
scary.
But it's
never done. It's never happened. You just feel like it could.
Here's the thing, all right? The people that it goes wrong don't live to write the bad
review.
Yeah,
they're not telling you.
So there's only good reviews.
Correct, yeah. The TripAdvisor guys aren't coming back from the dead.
No, so it's only 5-star reviews. The people that are going to write 1-stars died.
So you get out there. Did you... say, no way, I'm not doing it?
I got this problem with just being too impulsive. I'm like, I'm just going to do it. Didn't even think about it, just focused. And I jumped off.
Did you meditate first?
In the morning, I meditated.
Oh, maybe that's why you did it. Yeah.
So I jumped off this thing, and I was just laser focused the whole time. And the whole time when I was thinking, you don't die before that 20 feet.
How fast are you dropping? Like, it's ridiculous?
It's so fast. But the thing is, your brain is moving so quickly because you're so alert that it feels like it's taking a long time.
Really?
Yeah, because you're just laser focused.
I just want to stop this.
Well, you're just trying to focus on making sure that this thing doesn't wrap around your neck as you're going down. You're trying to keep your body straight, but then
was there a technique they told you how to do all that or no?
Well, they say jump out as far as you can, right, and put your arms out, because if you go the wrong way, the cord can wrap around you.
Yeah.
Even if it wraps around your arm or something, it's gonna pull it out of the socket.
Yeah.
You know. So. And it literally, when you go, you're meeting teenagers in the woods, you know.
Right.
This is not, you know, they're setting it up right as you're getting there. They're putting the tent up, and it's like these kids are barely out of high school. It's really sketch.
And so how many people were doing it? Was there a bunch of people? A
bunch of people. It's me and my girlfriend.
That
was it. Yeah. Yeah, this is like a Wednesday, you know, I'm booking and they're getting...
So it wasn't like a set up, like, full business? It was just like, oh, this is where you jump and everyone brings people out there?
It seemed like it. I mean, it's just a bridge, you know? And then the guys come out and they set up their little tent. Like, this is... Now, you know, I was there for them to set it up. You know, when you go into something like this, you want it to be set up.
Yeah, like, you want like a whole thing
look
set.
Look like they're in business.
Right.
You don't want to look like this is something that a Craigslist has.
Oh my God, this is like a do-it-yourselfer.
It was like that. And then so, you know, but they had tons of reviews. And then I'm looking at and they set it up. And it really is just a big bungee cord. And then they do own the property. They have a zip line going through it.
Yeah.
But these are 19-year-old kids.
Right.
And so it was terrifying. And I thought, like... And here's the crazy part. So you do it. The first time you go, it's like $125 or something. And you're like, oh, the second one, right, is like $50, right, if you want to do the second one. Right?
Yeah.
So I was not going to about to do the second one.
Yeah. What about the girlfriend?
She didn't want to.
She's not the girlfriend anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
she left.
She's gone.
After
she's
that?
Yeah.
You left her there. Guys, we got to wrap it up. We're heading out. Go see Michael at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Don't miss it. This week, he is here Wednesday through Sunday, and it's the Full Throttle Comedy Tour. Michael, thank you, sir.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for being on the Captain's Log. We'll be back tomorrow. James Davis, we out.